From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. The Missouri Supreme Court is considering whether a gun rights constitutional amendment passed last year cancels out an older state law that bars convicted felons from owning firearms. The High Court heard three cases today in which lower courts dismissed felony gun possession charges based on the new amendment, which makes gun ownership an unalienable right that the state is obligated to defend. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Aaron Levinson argued that Amendment 5 does not cancel out the ban on felons owning or possessing guns.
The legislature still has the authority to regulate firearms, and the courts provide the review of those rights and those laws. Courts still have the authority to make that determination. This court found that the felon in possession law survives strict scrutiny.
An attorney for one of the convicted felons argued that his client did not commit a violent crime and that a blanket ban on all felons owning guns does not pass constitutional muster. The state Supreme Court will rule on the three cases later. A seven-vehicle collision on I-70 this morning left two people dead and five people injured. The crash occurred when a westbound 18-wheeler crossed the median and crashed into another 18-wheeler going the opposite direction. Troop F Highway Patrol Officer Scott Wright says one eastbound lane is open and traffic has been backed up since the accident occurred at 9 a.m. this morning.
Right now, we do have a couple vehicles that have been removed. However, we do still have two semi-trucks that are here and a pickup truck and a trailer that was being pulled by a pickup truck. There's still oil across the roadway and debris. We're going to be out here for a while just cleaning this up.
Wright says an investigation is underway of how the accident was caused. Businesses in the downtown Kirksville area are one step closer to a major renovation to improve their area. The Downtown Tax Increment Finance Commission, or TIF, in the city created an original draft of a plan to improve the city's downtown. Chairman of the commission, Tony Ficus, says the plan has been in discussion since last year. He says upgrades are already happening in the area.
We would like to do some general types of things anyway, like the sidewalks and some stuff like that, just to make the downtown look better. But this would be an opportunity to improve the storefronts and just make a better theme, more consistent downtown.
The commission will meet next with business owners in the area to receive their input as well as give owners their plan. Ficus hopes to begin sidewalk repairs by the end of the year and start working on storefronts in 2016. Assistant City Manager Ashley Young says the project could cost anywhere from $250,000 to $1 million. Helias Catholic High School recently decided to do away with a class ranking system starting with this upcoming graduating class. The goal is to have colleges focus on a student's GPA as well as their extracurricular activities and involvement. Principal of Helias Catholic High School Kenya Fumuller says the decision was made to try to create a more fair way of judging a particular student's academic success.
We realize that our students, because we're a very small, academically rigorous school, we're putting some of our students at a disadvantage by ranking them. So working in collaboration with our parents, our students, our faculty, and our advisory council, we reached the decision to not rank our students.
Fumuller says Helias checked with multiple admission and scholarship directors to confirm that its students would not be adversely affected by the school's decision to eliminate class rank. A $10 million federal grant will help fund a project to replace an old bridge over the Mississippi River along the Missouri and Illinois border. Federal officials announced the grant for the bridge's construction yesterday. The Highway 54 bridge near Louisiana, Missouri was built in 1928 and is considered structurally deficient and in critical condition. Illinois already committed to funding its half of the new bridge in 2019, but the $63 million project has been delayed because Missouri couldn't pay for its share. Missouri's top bridge engineer, Dennis Heckman, said today that with the federal grant, Missouri can now fund the remaining money for the project. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.